Revenge may be sweet, but it's not always rational. People don't necessarily gain anything tangible when they get even, and revenge may come at a huge cost. Scientists have been trying to understand what's behind the human impulse to punish someone who's acted badly. As NPR's John Hamilton reports, new research suggests the answer lies in an area of the brain that responds to love as well as to drugs like cocaine.
Brian Knudsen is a psychologist at Stanford who studies how the brain produces emotions, like anger and the desire for revenge. He's also had some personal experience, like the time he was late for work and anxious to pass a slower driver. Knudsen says he had to get a little aggressive to get by.
But the interesting thing is that this person in this very small ailing vehicle followed me at a very close, some would say a dangerous distance, and was audibly shouting and shaking her fist out the window. And my thought was, that's dangerous. Why is she doing that?
Knudsen says he realized later that her behavior amounted to a type of revenge thought to be unique to humans. Researchers call it altruistic punishment.
It's altruistic in the sense that by endangering yourself, you're actually preventing this person from violating the social norm of waiting for your turn.
Knudsen says the angry driver's behavior was irrational from an individual standpoint because she wouldn't benefit in any obvious way. After all, what are the odds she would ever see him again? Researchers in Switzerland thought they might be able to explain this paradox of altruistic punishment by studying people's brains as they exacted revenge. Ernst Fehr of the University of Zurich had volunteers play a game involving money and trust. To make money, one player had to trust another with his cash. Usually, the second player shared any profits made with that cash, but sometimes he simply kept all the money. Fehr says at that point, the player who lost his money had the chance to impose punishment on the cheater.
I could invest $1 to reduce your payoff by $2.
Revenge at a cost. Fehr measured activity in the brain as the person decided how much to spend. He found that the more activity there was in an area known as the dorsal striatum, the more the person would spend on punishment. Fehr says that suggests the dorsal striatum was actually controlling their behavior. And he says that's interesting because of what else goes on in this part of the brain.
If you are in love with a person and you view the picture of your loved one, your dorsal striatum gets activated. If you consume cocaine, it's activated. So all kinds of rewards or reinforcers activate the dorsal striatum. And it's also activated now when people punish others for rule transgressions.
If Fehr is right, he's found a biological explanation for why people make irrational decisions about at least one type of revenge. The research appears in this week's issue of the journal Science. Brian Knudsen, the researcher at Stanford, says it's easy to see how altruistic punishment could benefit a society. For example, it tends to discourage freeloaders and loafers. And Knudsen says he's probably become a more careful driver since his encounter with the angry woman in the small car.
I did feel badly about it afterwards. So, you know, perhaps it had an impact on me.
But Knudsen says altruistic punishment has drawbacks if it goes too far. He says that's probably why societies have developed court systems instead of depending on vigilantes.
Purely operating on the basis of altruistic punishment, we wouldn't go through all those procedures. We would simply act according to how we felt, basically. So, you know, I think there's room for the legal system also. And I think the legal system, one of its functions is to try to keep people from reacting on the basis of emotion only.
No matter how much their brains are calling for vengeance. John Hamilton, NPR News.